Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 87. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 60. Sunny with a high nearing 84 throughout Wednesday, and clear skies into Wednesday night with a low around 61. Mostly sunny throughout Thursday with a high nearing 89, and clear skies into Thursday night with a low around 65. And much warmer throughout Friday, sunny with a high nearing 94. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the first week of high school football coming up on Thursday and Friday this week, but football may just look a little bit different this year after many teams having trouble getting into practice and training mode with it being so hot outside and not being able to get on the football field in full gear.
You know, like today with the heat, you're not even allowed to go outside, so everything that you have to do is inside. If it gets a little bit cooler, maybe it's an hour outside with helmets.
That audio from KWCH News, as athletic trainers like Dr. Katie Poland from the Kingman area says that many schools across the state of Kansas have been using new technology known as a wet bulb device, where the Kansas State High School Activities Association has been requiring each district to follow certain heat activity policies.
It tells us basically how dangerous it is to be outside at a given point. It takes into account the direction that the sun is coming from, the amount of wind that there is, the humidity.
Mid-America Network News. Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage,
if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab,
local storm damage, and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network. News you can trust.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Individuals that have been receiving Medicaid across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region during the COVID-19 pandemic may have their benefits cut off after the Kansas Reflector reports that nearly 4 million individuals nationwide have been cut off due to their lack of properly filing paperwork. KAKE News reports that during the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government had directed states not to remove anyone from Medicaid. However, earlier this year, states have been cleared to resume eligibility and paperwork checks that started on April 1st. And with the filing of those paperwork, as of Wednesday this week, nearly three-quarters of those roughly 5.4 million Medicaid recipients may be losing coverage or be terminated due to, quote, procedural reasons. According to the report, the removals will be happening due to incomplete renewal process, whether because of missing paperwork, outdated contact information, or a renewal form not sent by a specific date. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services had mailed letters to every state saying that the long-awaited times and high procedural termination rates might violate federal regulations to keep those who are eligible enrolled in the program. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the expansion of the Elite Casino Resorts and the ribbon cutting that was held on Friday last week, the casino is now open to accepting live table gambling at the casino. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that it is a significant milestone not only for the casino but for the state as a whole, as it is the first live table gambling that is offered in the entire state, as the casino is now offering live blackjack, craps, and roulette tables in addition to further state-of-the-art slot machines. In a statement from Chris Katulak, the CEO of Foner Park, they did release a statement saying, quote, "This is an important moment for horse racing community, Grand Island, and the entire state of Nebraska, as the addition of the live table games that expanded menus offering and live entertainment on the weekends at Grand Island Casino and a new layer of entertainment to our community and offers a unique experience for both local residents and visitors. They say the snack bar has also gone under some renovations that now include appetizers, burgers, pizza, and salad, along with breakfast foods.
Grammy Award-winning country star Carly Pearce is bringing her soulful songs to the Kansas State Fair. With hits like I Hope You're Happy Now, Never Wanted to Be That Girl, Every Little Thing, What He Didn't Do, and Next Girl, it's a performance you don't want to miss. See Carly Pearce with Megan Maroney and Lauren Watkins at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 9th at the Kansas State Fair. Learn more at kansasstatefair.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. After multiple executive sessions toward the end of the regular city council meeting Monday, called to discuss non-elected personnel and potential litigation with the city, Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John announced his resignation, effective October 6th. In an emotional statement, he thanked the city for support the past 7 years and said that now is the right time for a change. He noted staff and city council support and touched on improvements under his tenure. St. John closed saying that he was moving closer to family and that he looked forward to new challenges. Council acceptance of the resignation is not required. Mayor Jason Barnes thanked St. John for his service. A budget hearing on the 2024 budget had no public comments Monday evening, and the budget was approved unanimously. An ordinance was passed establishing a policy for identification and disposal of junk vehicles. The city attorney outlined options and addressed questions earlier in the meeting. The motion to pass noted city efforts to clean up nuisance properties, and conversations included frustrations with costs involved when vehicles are towed and stored. Every effort would be made to include the vehicle owners in avoiding a lengthy legal process, and a right to redeem the vehicle would be applicable. Council had previously discussed establishing a permit process for vehicles being restored or rebuilt, and the city attorney noted the council would have ultimate discretion on each case presented. Approval was given for Marysville High School to use Broadway for the homecoming parade Friday, September 15th, which will start at the historic courthouse at 2, proceeding west to 6th Street. Approval was also given for United Bank to use the city park for the annual tailgate party, and for Landall Company to use a portion of the city park for a concert event at the high school stadium the evening of October 12th. Several nuisance resolutions were passed, including a number of abandoned vehicles throughout the community. Approval was given for purchase of a 2024 Dodge Durango from Nemaha Valley Motors at a cost of $41,000 and a 2024 side-by-side Polaris utility vehicle at a cost of $45,000 for the police department. Water department has advised the main city water tower will be drained this week for routine inspection. It's not expected residents will at any time be without water service, but pressure could vary during the process. The city is also reminding users to return the water survey, which was mailed some time back. They have additional surveys available if needed. Appointments of Sharon Phillips and Rory Clark to the Kester House Museum Board were approved. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the architect and construction manager to discuss next steps for a jail. All interlocal agreements with the cities have been approved. Next steps include an updated cost of improvements, the potential new site on Broadway, wording for the sales tax question, which would include the maximum amount of bonds to be issued, and the anticipated length of a sales tax. A decision, including wording for the sales tax question, will need to be made before the end of September to allow adequate notification and time to get ballots printed prior to advance voting beginning October 18th. Public Works reported the escort program was a success, distributing all available product in 3 days to 72 landowners, with the potential to treat nearly 9,000 acres for Serratia Lespediza. Washington County Commissioners last week approved the 2024 budget after a public hearing with no comments coming forward. Progress on the old nursing home building was updated by the hospital administrator with consideration of building new instead of renovating for use as a daycare if grant funds are approved. A previous community development block grant was not approved. The building, vacant for the past 2.5 years, has deteriorated, and the hospital board has voted for demolition and will continue to seek grant funding. Commissioners agreed this would probably be the best option with costs in mind. The hospital is seeking a temporary location for a daycare facility and may also consider assisted living units with a new building. Fees at the transfer station for demolition work of the old facility will be waived. Tourism Director Gloria Moore is retiring October 3rd with an open house planned September 25th at 10 a.m. Jim Ray was approved as Greenleaf Township trustee at the recommendation of remaining trustees. Renee Meyer was offered and accepted the communications director position for Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners heard additional comment regarding the comprehensive plan submitted by the Planning Commission. Hearing the 240 citizens had commented on the survey that they were not in favor of county zoning. The process was initiated to prevent further development of wind farms, but comment was made that other means of regulating land use than countywide zoning should be considered. Loss of property rights by landowners and potential impediments to countywide growth were noted if zoning is adopted. Commissioners have not taken action on the recommendation to approve the plan and have said that any zoning issues would be taken up directly by commissioners, not the Planning Commission. Discussion was held regarding the zoning process per Kansas statute and future responsibilities of that planning committee. Clarification with the fair board that the community center would continue to be used for the county fair, even if nutrition services were located to the center, was in response to public concerns otherwise. Gage County Board of Supervisors certified property valuations up 9.35% year over year, which include new growth and valuation changes to existing properties. The values will be reflected in finalizing the 2024 budget. It is anticipated that most governmental subdivision levies will remain steady with 2023. Della M. Goldsberry, age 79, of Morrillville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Della Goldsberry. Doris Butler Peters, age 90, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 17. A graveside service is planned Wednesday, August 30th, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Kinsley's in charge of local arrangements for Doris Butler Peters. Sandra L. Sandy Kramer, age 85, of Washington, passed away last Tuesday. A funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Sandy Kramer. Robert J. Bob Kenworthy, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bob Kenworthy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham loaf, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, French bread, asparagus, and pears. KNDY News Time 7:18.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and still slightly cooler today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. then clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Starting to warm up throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Southwest winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Warmer on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And south winds still around 15, gusting as high as 25. Sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August, 87. Record high on this day, 105. The average low, 63. And the record low, 42. Sunset this evening, 8:04. Sunrise in the morning at 6:53. Sunny and 67 this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 29th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Brewers stay white hot. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The division-leading Milwaukee Brewers took an 8-game winning streak into last night's tilt with the Cubs just 4 games back. First batter of the game.
As this ball's smoked out to left center field, back goes Bellinger, up into the stands, Yelich leads off with a home run.
The call on WTMJ, Milwaukee scored 3 more in the frame and never looked back, defeating the Cubs 6-2. The Braves were in Denver tangling with the Rockies, top 5 tied at 2, MVP candidate Ronald Acuna Jr. making his case.
Stretch in the pitch, swung on, driven to right center field and deep, headed toward the bullpen, that baby is gone, home run.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. Colorado would tie it in the bottom of the inning, but then Atlanta ran off 10 straight runs to rout the Rockies 14-4. Bottom six in Chavez Ravine, the Dodgers were down 1 with a man on against the D-backs.
The 1-0 Hayward with a fly ball to right. That baby's on its way, and it is long gone.
The call on KLAC, Jason Hayward lifting L.A. to an eventual 7-4 win. The red-hot AL West-leading Mariners came into last night's game against the A's with a 3-game winning streak. Bottom one, leadoff man J.P. Crawford put a charge into one.
The next offer to J.P., swinging a fly ball deep in that right center field. Out of the run, Butler to the 1-track wall. Goodbye, baseball!
The call on KIRO, Seattle blanked Oakland 7-0. Orioles shut out the White Sox 9-0. For the second straight game, Royce Lewis hit a grand slam for the Twins as they topped the Guardians 10-6. Opening day at the U.S. Open, Americans Francis Tiafoe won in straight sets. Coco Gauff advanced in 3. Novak Djokovic will take back his men's world number one ranking after dismantling his opponent in straight sets. FIBA World Cup, the U.S. men made easy work of Greece, winning 109-81. Their next game is tomorrow morning against Jordan. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
On the heels of 5 encore performances at the Palmer Labor Day celebration last year, The Hype returns Saturday, September 2nd. Don't miss North America's ultimate 80s glam rock experience with this live high-energy show. The Hype, 9 to 11:30 p.m. in downtown Palmer, September 2nd. $20 admission, high school and up, $30 cooler charge for this street dance and beer garden. Brian Whitmore is live at 7. And The Gun Show is also Saturday, September 2nd, 9 to 4 at the Palmer Community Building. Buy, sell, and trade. Contact Josh Hilton for more information at 785-630-1027. And mark Monday, September 4th on your calendar for the annual Palmer Labor Day celebration with a full day of fun including craft show, car show, kids games, quarter carnival, and the annual parade Monday at 1:30. Find out more with the Palmer Labor Day on Facebook.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, August the 29th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's your Stackline report.
Well, friends, a new bill in Illinois that excuses Illinois youth
from school absence to attend 4-H and FFA events. I got my dandruff up when I read that. And I thought to myself, you know, of all the years that I spent and all I could in 4-H and FFA growing up in Waukene, Kansas, Paradise Valley, I never thought about this. Didn't know for sure what happened when I went on a judging team and had to leave school. But I think after I made about a dozen calls, there's very few people that know what's going on here on this particular issue. That's why I'm going to be bringing it up pretty strong. The fact is, in Kansas, it looks like it's up to the schools to make the decision as to whether you're absent or whether you're not, and most of them will count you absent if you're gone. That's what I've taken from the phone calls that I've made, but folks, it could be just maybe I made the wrong phone calls. In any event, we don't have a state statute like this. House Bill 3814 in Illinois allows students attending agricultural learning events to count that towards their school attendance. These learning opportunities cultivate professional development responsibilities in our youth, and their hands-on experience counts towards their education. Why wouldn't it? They learn more in 1 or 2 days out there than they'll ever learn in those 2 days in school, in my opinion. I can look back as to what I learned. I learned how to add and subtract. See you on the next Echelon Report.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
While the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. Landall Company congratulates their team members for making their 60th year a record-breaking year with an incentive bonus of 15.67% of annual wage or 8.15 weeks of pay as a bonus. Proud of the work you do and the difference you make. Join the team today with great job opportunities available. Learn more online at landall.com/careers. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Before planting alfalfa, producers may want to take the time to check the pH of their field. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz describes why it is important and what producers need to keep in mind when testing their lime levels. Planning ahead before planting alfalfa is crucial.
Specifically, I want to highlight pH because it's something that we often overlook and we end up seeing problems later after the alfalfa get established. And being a legume is a crop that is very sensitive to low pH situations. And specifically, one of the factors is affecting nodulation. And of course, alfalfa, we want to have good nodulation and fixing that nitrogen. And so again, if that pH is below the optimum, then we start to see problems later. And again, the best time to fix it is really before we plant in that alfalfa.
He discusses the target pH for different soil types and what can affect how much lime is applied.
When somebody get the soil test report, the first thing that we see there is the pH, right? And that pH is basically telling us whether we will need to apply lime, yes or no. And again, that's basically considering the target pH where we like to be. There's another factor that comes into place, which is the buffer pH. And the buffer pH essentially measure the reserve acidity and how much lime is essentially needed to increase that pH. We'll tend to see higher requirements of lime for soils that have high in clay and organic matter content, again, because the buffer of those soils are higher. And again, some of the more sandier soils usually need less lime, again, to get to that target pH that we're looking for.
Understanding how much lime moves is valuable when thinking about application.
The key here is that lime is not very mobile in the soil. So if we are only putting on the surface, the mobility of that lime is going to be maybe 1 or 2 inches. So essentially, we're only affecting the upper 2 or 3 inches in that soil profile. And of course, again, the amount of lime we need for that is going to be roughly half, which is compared to what we will estimate for roughly a 6-inch profile if we are incorporating that lime. So this is a key difference. And again, it is very important because if we overapply, we can have the other issues, which is basically tie up of nutrients, especially micronutrients like zinc, iron, manganese. And of course, we don't want to have that situation either. So it is something that we have to pay close attention depending on what kind of tillage systems we have.
That was Kansas State University soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz with factors that alfalfa growers need to consider when planning on applying lime to their fields to reach their target pH. There are other nutrients important when thinking about alfalfa. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's 7:30 from KUDY 67 with sunshine this hour. Highs in the 80s, approaching 90, as a gradual warm-up sets in today.
Fall tree planting season will soon be here. If you're considering an addition to your landscape, we have some advice for making a smart choice on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 29th, the 241st day of the year. Actress Ingrid Bergman was born on this day. Fall is a popular time for planting trees. They'll require less watering than in spring, and roots will grow well in cool soil. If a new tree is on the agenda this year, here's a few questions to help narrow your choices. First, what's the tree's purpose? Privacy, shade, windbreak, or street ornamentation might be a few answers. And secondly, what are the site's limitations? Your hardiness zone, soil limitations, sun exposure, or overhead utility lines are important factors to consider. A tree is a long-term commitment, so spend some time now to make sure your tree can thrive for years to come. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The preseason is officially over for the Kansas City Chiefs after their one-point victory at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday last weekend, where they ended up topping the Cleveland Browns after kicking that field goal and putting them in that final lead.
The kick is on the way, and it is good. Harrison Butker delivers to put the Chiefs in front by one.
That audio from the NFL Network as the Chiefs came back from a 19-point deficit against the Cleveland Browns to make that victory. However, in the review, head coach Andy Reid says that with the review of his second and third string quarterbacks, he says he saw some good things but was slightly concerned about the number of turnovers. The Kansas City Chiefs now have over a week off before their game number one to kick off the regular NFL season as they start off their season on a Thursday night NFL game at home at Arrowhead Stadium against the Detroit Lions. That game is set for after Labor Day on Thursday, September 7th, with kickoff at 7:20. Mid-American Network Sports.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristan 427 TQ Alfalfa is a trial-topping forage with a perfect disease-resistant score, superior forage quality, and has fast recovery between cuttings. Ameristan 427 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
The potential holdout of the All-Pro defensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, Chris Jones, said on his social media that his contract holdout could stretch well into the regular season of 2023. According to reports, Chris Jones is going into his final year of a four-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, making an $80 million deal, and had been in current negotiations for a long-term contract with the team. But they say the negotiations have grown into more contentious issues and the potential holdout from Jones. According to head coach Andy Reid for the Kansas City Chiefs, he said, quote, there's so far been no communication as the game goes on, and says he's not worried about the conversation. Kick News reports that Jones had posted a photograph of a chalkboard on social media last week, saying, quote, if it's out of your hands, it deserves freedom from your mind also. Jones has not responded to the piling up of daily fines of near $50,000 for missing, quote, mandatory mini camps over the summer, along with the training camp, saying that he's willing to forfeit his game check of near $1.1 million for each game that he's absent. But American Network Sports.
Football fans, we've got you covered with high school and college action on KNDY. Follow your high school teams with a Coach's Corner each week. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20, with a spotlight Monday on Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. We air live broadcast of all the Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, plus area teams on our Friday night feature games on FM 95.5. Scores on all the high school games twice each hour on the far